It's her birthday, she get the fat on Wednesday. All right, everybody please stand. Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, his words are high in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and come again, the life and liberty which you all believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Sprontz, Gladys Keegan. Speaking of, Geraldine's out of the hospital, so continue to pray for her. Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Taggett family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jim Paul, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Sammy, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Rachel and Sydney Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenner Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jill, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, and Ernie Buck. Anything need to be added to the what?
Pray for Dad. He's not been breathing good lately.
Let's remember, Frank. He's been to one in hard rows, too. Anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
And the next one.
Oh, yeah, let me put her with Carol.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings. Just give him prayer for my family and yours.
Remember that.
Amen. I thank you for saving me, and I thank you for all his blessings. And just, I thank you for it. Amen.
Pray. Oh, heavenly gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just touch and bless each one that's here this morning. We pray for those ones that are not. God, we pray for Sister Debbie. Lord, she's having a lot of issues with her health, Lord. We just pray, God, that you would just touch her and bless her and help her. And Lord, we pray for Geraldine, Kenny, God, that you'd just be with them. And Lord, we pray, God, that you'd just bless each one of those folks that's on our prayer list, Lord, to touch, and we'll be there for each one of those. God, we pray this morning for our church. God, that you just bless it and touch it. Lord, it, let it be a light to this community. And God, that you'd use it for your glory and your honor. Lord, we pray that you'd help us this morning as a church. Lord, to be able to stand up and worship and praise you this morning. God, just give you the glory and the honor for everything that you've done. And God, we just pray, Lord, for our nation, our president. We pray, God, that you just help the leaders of our country. Lord, that God, that you just be able to bless it and help it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing out of folders this morning. Last page in the book, 57. Yeah, we had to borrow yours the other night because I had more. So I had more people than we had some nights. Huh? Yeah. 55. Should I get my bread from the last one? Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, and was rich and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above. When he reached down his hand for me, when my Savior reached down for me, when my Savior reached down for me, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When my Savior reached out for me, I was near to despair when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete, when He reached out His hand for me. When my Savior reached out, in the tempest with Him I went free, there to lean on His arms, safe, secure from all harm, since He reached out His hand for me. When my Savior reached out for me, when my Savior
wanted them to know for saving me, for being His house, for many blessings He giving to me every week. God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He come to love, heal and forgive. He to buy my pardon.
Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Hey, you heard he love you, and that he waited by to the end. Where is your heart, oh pilgrim? Why do you lie? Who hear you call from comfort when that sorrow you feel? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he love you, and he waited by to the end? Who know you to Saint Paul, man? Who know it's done you cry? Who understand you heart? Who dries you tears from you eyes? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Hey, you heard he love you, and that he waited by to the end.
Amen.
Jacob by the heaven born day, needed of a guilt and chain. Then the hang on Jesus touched me, and now one of the longer descend. He touched me, oh, he touched me. The flow of my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Then I met this pleasant Savior, since he cleanly made me whole. I will never see him, and shadow what eternity holds. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all day long that flow my soul, something happened, and no peace in me, that when my knees in agony, I pray to Jesus, and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burning from my soul is rolled away, it rolled away. It's made me happy, glad, and free, and seen the shadow for he's everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side, my feebly step he comes to guide. When trials come, he comfort me. Through faith in him, I sing, I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burning from my soul roll away, roll away. It's made me happy, glad and free. I sing and cherish it for every day to me. All sinners come to Jesus now at his dear feet. Just humble, bold, confess to him you every sin. He saves and clean, you give you peace and joy with him. I never shall forget the day when all the burning from my soul roll away. Will roll away and make me happy, glad and free. I think the shadow force is everything to me.
Amen.
Amen. Bless him. Bless the Lord.
Okay, Brother CJ. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
All glad to be safe.
Amen. Amen.
All right. All right. Turn back to Genesis chapter 9 and we'll pick up verse number 50. And I'm going to be honest, this is going to be a little harder. Subject matter that's...
I don't have a verse 50.
No.
Oh, 20, excuse me.
Yeah, I know. I was looking
through the wrong part of my trifocals. How's that?
You say 20?
20.
Okay, I got that.
I was looking through the wrong part of my bifocals, or trifocals. All right. Preacher, how do you pray for us?
Lord, we just thank you for another day. Thank you for loving us and caring about us and giving us your word. Give us your spirit, call him in to preach, Lord, and just pray, touch the preacher, use him today, give him what you have for us, Lord, anoint, fill him, help us, Lord, to receive it, with Jesus we glorify, in his name we pray, amen.
Amen, you may be seated. Now, when we started this back last Sunday, we were discussing how in the days that we live now, you know, God said in the last days that the world will be as bad as it was in the day of Noah. Mm-hmm. And that we've seen and went through and looked at through Genesis, and we it's from 6, 7, and 8, 9, and found, you know, things were really, really bad in Noah's days. And when God destroyed the world because of sin. We ain't out of chapter 9, here we go. It started all over again, hadn't it? The sin. And it's got us to where we're at today. The sin is so bad that I'm just looking for the coming of the Lord just any day.
Amen.
Just any day now. I think we're there, folks. Now, verse number 20. Now, just keep in mind, Noah's off the ark. God's made a covenant with Noah and, you know, the world, the animals, that, you know, the world won't be destroyed again with water. Verse 20, it says, and Noah began to be a husband, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and he was drunken, and he was uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Cain, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both his shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not the father's nakedness. And Noah had woken from his wine, and knew what the younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan. Cain, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brother. And he said, blessed be the Lord of God to Shem and Cana shall be his servant. He said, this is kind of hard stuff. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in tents, and Shem and Cana shall be his servants. And Noah lived about after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah was 950, and he died. Now, there was sin here. There was something done that was not right. I mean, they're no more off in the boat and getting things, I mean, long enough to plant a vineyard. It's, you know, it wasn't a couple of days. It was a time there. And then we see this sin. You know, God destroyed it from the earth, but he saved those eight souls, and within that, I mean, look, Jesus had 12 apostles, and it was one of them that betrayed him. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. When man sinned in that garden, that is in our bloodline. Each and every one of us are born sinners. We can't help it. We were born that way. Did God make us that way? No, we were born that way. But God did make a way out, didn't he?
Amen.
And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. You're sitting here this morning saved, you're still a sinner.
Yes.
Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
All of them. They're under the blood. As far as the east is from the west, in the deepest part of the deepest ocean.
Amen.
To never more be remembered of God. And the reason for that is because the sacrifice that God had made, His darling Son hanging there on that cross at Calvary, shedding His blood to take that blood and make an atonement for that sin.
Amen.
The only cure for sin is the blood.
Amen.
We're in remission. You know, you talk about it. It's like Christy. Christy is a cancer survivor. She's in remission. Cancer could come back at just any time. But I'm going to tell you something. That's because it's man's remission. It's something that God healed her, but, you know, it can come back. And it may never come back. But I'm going to tell you about something about the remission of the Lord Jesus Christ when it comes to our sins. They're covered.
Amen.
He took them upon Himself.
Amen.
Those sins will never be brought up before us ever again. Because we are saved by the almighty grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Amen.
God our Father. No. Did the attempt of God fail? No. God knew as soon as they got off, no, what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just as He knows, as soon as I got up out of that prayer room floor and out of that chair, asking for forgiveness for my sins that I'm going to mess up, and He knew I'd mess up again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably messed up before I got upstairs.
Yeah.
But glory to God. He gave, is Him forgiven.
Amen.
It's Him doing the forgiving, folks.
Amen.
And we're living in the day of grace. We don't have to worry about, you know, well, put it in the, we don't have to worry about if we're going to sin. It's when. But it's under the blood.
Amen.
And I'm glad today that I'm saved by the almighty graces of God. You know, this comeback on Noah. I mean, you know, he got drunk. He laid down naked. Things happened. He wasn't in control of what was happening. But you know what? Those things that I've done in my life that I'd pay good money to keep under the table. I wouldn't want people to know that I've done them. And I'm sure it should be known, each and every one of you that's in here, I've got the same thought in your head. Preacher, I know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But you know, why are we real worried about that? Because it's under the blood. God's forgotten I haven't. And I'm glad I hadn't because that way I won't do it again. Or hopefully I won't.
Yeah.
You know, we learn from our mistakes. And God knows that. But church, I want you to see one thing here. God destroyed everything but 8 people. And that sin was still there. You know, we go back in chapter 6, what did it say? God found grace in the eyes of Noah.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, here that sin is right back. It ain't that God failed. I'm going to tell you something. There's one thing that God cannot do. There's a lot of things God can't do. One thing I'm thinking about is God cannot fail.
Amen.
God cannot make a mistake.
Amen.
All these people are, well, when God made me, he made a mistake. I was supposed to be this, that, or the other. Let's get that back into good old country talk. Hogwash.
Yep.
God does not make mistakes.
Amen.
Now, your father, the devil, the liar, the father of lies, now he can convince you, deceive you, to make you think that God made a mistake. But God does not make mistakes, church. He does not. He did not make a mistake. You say, well, preacher, you know, I done this great sin, and I was with child before I was wed. That ain't a mistake. You made a mistake, but that baby ain't a mistake.
Amen.
It's not. And you know, I don't think that youngin will be cursed or punished or anything else because of what happened. It's beyond his control.
Man.
Okay, it just says to show you that God can take bad things and turn it around and use it for a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
There's one particular young in my mind, young lady, that case happened to. She made a mistake. She wound up with a child out of marriage. She's never been married. But I'll tell you one thing. You cannot find a more dedicated mother than her. That young lady has, I mean, it's all about taking care of her young. And she, I tell you what, she's raised a great daughter. But God took that and turned that young lady's life around a good bit. She took on responsibility. She learned what responsibility was about. Amen?
Amen.
You know, Ham here made a mistake. And it's cost, it cost him a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. In your life, you're going to make mistakes.
Yep.
You're going to do things that after you've done them, you're like, man, why did I do that? Mm-hmm. Church, I want you to realize something this morning. God can, he forgives you for anything that you can, you do. He is a forgiving Father. And no matter what it is that you do in life, as a lost person or a saved person, God will forgive you. If you're a saved person, he already has. But glory to God. We need to learn from the mistakes that we make in life and use those things to guide the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, mine and Christy's, we've been married about 41 years. We've made a whole lot of mistakes in those 41 years. And some of them turn around and bit us into, you know, in the backside. But you know, through it all, God has blessed us and helped us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's blessed us.
Amen.
And you know, here, I think that, you know, God can bless even in this. But, you know, knowing that, you know, God went through all this to destroy, all this has been destroyed. This flood, the time that Noah and his family were there on that ark, all those days, months, and here we are in 2025, right at the door of what they went on that ark to get away from. It's right back.
Yep.
But I've got some good news for you this morning, church. And I want you to hear this. Because we are born again child of God. When we leave this old world, when we go to that place, to our promised land, folks, there ain't going to be none of this sin.
Amen.
It's going to be, that sin debt is going to be paid in full to the point to where it is gone. Completely. We'll no longer be sinners saved by grace. We'll have that new body that is perfect and like His.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
The sin curse that happened in the Garden of Eden will be over.
Yes.
And when we meet our Lord and Savior, up our nose, no, wherever, when we stand there before Him on that day of judgment, our judgment, and we hear those words, good and faithful servant, enter in. That sin is no longer going to be there. It's gone. The church, what a day that will be. When we are over there with Him, and all His glory on that new heaven, in that new heaven, that new earth, in that new city. When we get there, folks, that's when we're really going to have it made. Amen.
Amen.
You know, some of us think we've got it made down here. Man, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
Nothing. When they're standing before Him, being able to worship Him the way He should be worshipped.
Yes.
Our little puny, attempt down here to worship God is nothing.
Amen.
We get over there and get that new body, folks. We're going to know how to worship Him.
Yep.
We're going to know how to praise Him. And you know what? We're really going to know how to act as children of God. Because we're going to be there in His presence.
Yep.
You think about something. And all of us this morning can relate to it. When you were little, you might be a little bit more rowdy when Mom and Daddy ain't around. But as soon as Mom and Daddy come around, you act a little different, didn't you? We all can relate to that.
Yep.
But when they're in His presence, we have that perfect bodies.
Amen.
That knows not sin. When we've been there 10,000 years, we don't have to worry about whether sin slipped back in or not.
Amen.
It can't. It don't exist. All that stuff is burning in the lake of fire. Amen.
Amen.
Church, ain't we got something to look forward to? Oh, yeah, things are getting bad down here. There's things that happen we can't even, in our puny little minds, we can't imagine some of the evil that's going on today. And even if we knew what it was, the biggest majority of us wouldn't even believe it. Another one of them conspiracy theories, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Just leave me alone. Let me be what I am. I've got some of this stuff I believe. Because I just know how evil man really can get. But one of these days, we ain't going to have to worry about none of that. It's going to be over.
Amen.
Church, ain't that something to look forward to this morning?
Amen, amen.
You say, preacher, you talking about me dying? No, I'm talking about you living.
Yeah, yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
You're going to a place where you ain't never going to have to think, about death. What is death?
Amen.
You're not going to hear nobody up there in heaven say, well, I used to be an undertaker. What's an undertaker? What's a funeral home? It's like the old song goes, there ain't no gravesides in the hillsides of glory.
Yep.
Because we're going to be there dies. It's just perfect life. And I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
I tell you what, after 62 years of this stuff down here, I'm about ready for it. Amen. The whole time he comes back. And I know there's loved ones, and I'm praying for it. He's waiting on me.
Amen.
And I'll be patient and wait for him. Amen.
Amen.
Guess that's going to conclude Noah for this go around. Folks, there's always going to be sin as long as we're in this world.
Yes.
It's when we get over there that we don't have to worry about the sin no more. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the words we just hear. If someone's done, like a good old one, but I'm about to say, God, remember the law, say, God, we'll do that.
I'm going to go around this little changing table or dressing table. You talking about that towel you got over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to use it.